Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story has been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday, the 24th of August, 2023. But until then, there's this. The Daily Inch. Number 25. Going out with a bang. Jobs. Whether you love them or hate them, they all come with little perks. Obviously, a wage is never a perk, as the second it's paid into your bank, a plus becomes a minus, the black text turns red, and after a whole 6 seconds of fun, having purchased just one little treat to stop yourself descending into Grandpa Grumpy Git of Githampton, you're forced to spend the rest of the month eating gruel, wearing rags, selling your wobbly bits to a pork scratchings factory, and being bent over a bench with a sign over your arse reading, "We'll do rude things for food." At least, that's how it feels. And if you're paid in cash, the second you open that teeny tiny envelope, deliberately chosen as its diddy dimensions are deliberately a swift kick in the flange or the plonker, just to keep your hopes of a livable wage down, the moths fly out, and all you're left with is dust, a ducat, and diddly squat. Of course, you could say a holiday is a perk, as for 2 whole weeks a year, you earn the privilege to not be around your boss you think is a tit, and a group of deadbeats you only talk to because you have to. But having blown that brief window of fun by pickling your liver, burning your white bits, and pissing out a runny river of bum sludge through your stinky winky owing to bad paella, you can't enjoy your holiday as you're too worried about the shit the deadbeats got wrong without you being there to bollock them. Now, you could say that sick pay is a perk, but given that we waste it pretending to be ill, we should really be honest about it and factor it in to our allowance. Maybe calling it an I can't be arsed day, or a sod work, I'd rather fiddle with my love lump day. How awesome would that be? A national wank day, where every bloke is entitled to tug one off. Or if you're a lady, go drilling in the pink oil slick. No, let's be honest about this. The only real perk of a job is what you can legitimately get away with or steal. Whether that's a 10-minute bug break, a free pen, or skiving off a few minutes early. If you're lucky enough to work on your tot, like I was when I worked for Woolworths, I literally ate my weight in Pick-a-Mix, which explains a lot about my sweet tooth, my wobbly waistline, and why the company went bust. But that's the secret. Steal, just don't be greedy. Back in 2018, Darren Carville was a 38-year-old accounts worker at Mr. Clutch, a car servicing company. Having worked there for 4 years, his job wasn't the riveting, rip-roaring rollercoaster of excitement, as his role was to pay the wages, the company's bills, and he was regarded as respected and trusted. Often bullied by his co-workers, who, let's be honest, were very possibly a bunch of uptight assholes with microscopic willies. Or if there were women, mardy twats with flaps as saggy as a badly crimped pasty. This left him unhappy, suffering with low self-esteem and social awkwardness. Darren didn't want to feel like a loser any longer. He wanted to live and he wanted to be loved. So with one of the perks of his job being that he had access to every account and could explain, if he had to, every transaction received or spent. On the company's bankroll, he would have some fun. It began simple enough. He transferred £40,000 to himself from a fake account attributed to a genuine supplier called Euro Car Parts. And with that, this meek little number juggler treated himself to a weekend of fun. Entering a supposedly high-class nightclub called Platinum and Lace, just off Piccadilly Circus. Being the kind of place where arrogant, money-obsessed turds pay over the odds to talk loud, snort cocaine, and pay for women to pretend to find them alluring as they sit on velvet-lined chairs like their king fucking Farouk. Darren quaffed back bottles of Cristal, the champagne of choice for life's wankers. He snorted enough coke to make even Keith Richards chip in, "Go easy, mate." And having entered the club with three high-class escort girls on his arm, by the end of the night, he had paid for 9 or 10 girls to be with him. By the end of the weekend, he'd repaid £36,500 and had hidden the remainder, thinking that all he had done was borrowed the money. But his big mistake wasn't doing it, but getting away with it. As a little man by day, who loved the feeling of being a big man by night, his lifestyle became more addictive, and the more he wanted it, the more he stole. Being obsessed with glamorous parties and gorgeous women, by the first weekend, in October 2018, just 6 weeks into his spending spree, Darren Carville had blown £262,000 on hookers and drugs. And so big was his theft, it was impossible to hide. Arrested for fraud, his crime was so damaging to the company that Mr. Clutch was unable to pay its employees 5 months, and it almost went bankrupt with a wealth of suppliers all owed money. Tried at Maidstone Crown Court, it was discovered that, back in 2008, he'd been given a 1-year suspended sentence for embezzling funds from a travel company. Having admitted his guilt to 18 charges of fraud, which he described as a weekend of madness, he was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison, and under the Proceeds of Crime Act, an investigation would try and work out how and if he could ever pay back the £250,000 he had squandered. Every job has a little perk. But honestly, Darren, next time, just steal a pen. The Daily Inch returns next week. And of course, there are 15 more Daily Inches if you scroll through Murder Mile's back catalogue. Thank you for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.